Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. And a lead story in the Millerton News this week. Olivet Academy, the kindergarten through 10th grade private school formerly housed on Olivet University's Wingdale campus, has moved to Amenia. The academy just purchased the Kildonan School campus, located on Morse Hill Road, past the Northeast Central Weavistock School District campus. Kildonan was a private boarding all-day school using the Orton-Gingham method of teaching primarily dyslexic students. Kildonan, which taught grades 2 through 12 as well as postgraduates, was started by education pioneer Diane Hanbury King in 1969. Olivet Academy says they are touting the best practices of parochial, progressive, and preparatory education, according to its website. They purchased the school in the middle of October and has already moved into the academy's classes to Amenia. Like most schools in the area, Olivet Academy's school year runs from September through June. Trinity Pauling School is being sued by a former student, claiming the institution failed to discipline a priest and teacher who allegedly sexually abused him. Christopher Orthank, 58, of Connecticut, alleges that his science teacher, Livingston Cole, repeatedly attempted to sexually abuse him and claims that while the school reassigned the teacher, he was not disciplined. He said in a 16-page complaint, claiming a priest at the school, Richard Wyland, would pat his behind outside his pants and rub his back. He filed a complaint to the Dutchess County Clerk's Office October 17th and is seeking punitive and exemplary damages. He's represented by New York attorney Michael Dowd. The complaint names Trinity Pauling School, Trinity Pauling School Corporation, 30 members of the Board of Trustees at the time, and Trinity Episcopal School Corporation as the defendants, who were, quote, wanton, reckless, officially tolerant, and deliberately indifferent, end quote, to the abuse. Connecticut State Police report the arrest on a New York woman on drug charges following a motor vehicle crash on Route 63 on November 6th. The driver of the car, Sophia Hayes, 29, of Pauling, New York, was found to be lethargic and had bloodshot, droopy eyes while speaking to the trooper following the crash. State police said Hayes was heading north on 63 just past Cobble Road when she swerved to the right, striking two wooden poles on the shoulder of the road. The impact damaged the vehicle's passenger tire, but she continued driving north, turning onto Route 126 before she stopped, according to the police report. Troopers could see drug paraphernalia inside the car while speaking with Hayes. She also failed a field sobriety test and was later charged with driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, failure to drive on the right, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance, released on $2,500 bond, and will be arraigned in Torrington Superior Court. In Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing on the proposed final 2020 budget at 6:45 at Ancrum Town Hall. North Canaan Recreation Commission meeting at 7 p.m. And the Pine Plains Town Board has their next meeting at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7:30. How can this be happening in Northwest Connecticut? You can find out facts about prevention of child human trafficking and youth vulnerability presented by Ann Malis and Matt Ekstrand of the Susan B. Anthony Project on behalf of Human Anti-Trafficking Response Team, 630, Room 133 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Friday, it's the Holiday Craft and Vendor Fair at Salisbury Central School in the elementary school lobby. It runs Friday 4 until 7 p.m. It benefits the Extras program. That's where you can get some of your holiday shopping done. The Sharon Women's Club Bake and Wreath Sale will be held Saturday from 9 till 1 in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. There'll also be for sale butternut pear, Jerusalem artichoke, and tomato basil soup. Proceeds of the sale donated to the Sharon Community Foundation. It's an opportunity to obtain pies and soups for your Thanksgiving dinner and wreaths to begin your holiday decorating. Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a blood drive from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 23rd at the TD Bank parking lot on Main Street in Great Barrington. And the Sheffield Pantry, non-perishable food, personal and health care items will be accepted to assist South County residents who are in need this holiday season. The Hillsdale United Methodist Church at the junction of Route 22 and 23 presenting their annual Thanksgiving bake sale on Saturday from 9 till 2, all proceeds benefiting the church's fuel fund. You're invited to come over and get a head start on your holiday shopping in neighboring Columbia County. The Copaic United Methodist Church will hold a Christmas sale on the 23rd from 10 until 2 in the parish house next to the church. Wreaths for sale, a pie and bake sale with free coffee and free mini muffins. You can have a snack while making the rounds at the various Christmas events.
The Festival of Trees, the 12 days of Christmas, run November 23rd through December 7th, Saturday through Wednesday, 12 to 4, and Thursday and Friday, 12 to 6, at Noble Horizons in Salisbury. Of course, as always, there is free admission. The Housatonic Camera Club Holiday Photography Exhibit will be held this year at 350 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, the second floor building across from the Boathouse Restaurant in Lakeville. More information at HousatonicCameraClub.com. The exhibit will be held Saturday evening, the 23rd, from 4 until 7 p.m. Sharon Historical Society and Museum will hold an author talk and book signing with Storn Ed Kirby on November 23rd from 5 till 7, 18 Main Street in Sharon. It'll be at 6 p.m. He'll sign copies of his latest book, The Making of the Iron Industrial Age. Books will be available at the event. Beethoven and Beyond comes up at the Sharon Playhouse on November 23rd, 5:30 cocktail hour, 6:30 performance. Enjoy the classical strains of Beethoven's variations from Handel's Judas Maccabeus Horatio and Schubert's Sonata in Minor and Chopin's Two Nocturnally Transcribed for Cello and Piano, featuring Navia Perlman on piano and Christine Lamprera on the cello. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Cornwall Association holding its trivia night on Saturday night at the Trinity Retreat Center on Lower River Road. Doors open at 6. It's a BYO dinner, and the game starts at 7. Teams of 6 are welcome. The cost, $5 per person. All funds raised go to the Cornwall Library. To register, email info@cornwallassociation.org. The Cheshire High School Marching Band presents a train show. The Cheshire High School Pain Show comes up on November 24th at the high school, South Main Street in Cheshire, in between 10 and 3. Meanwhile, it's the Bicentennial Commemoration of Christ Church Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon, on Sunday the 24th. A commemoration Eucharist will be held at 10:30 with Presiding Bishop, the Right Reverend E.N.T. Douglas, and assisting the Reverend Martha Tucker, officiating as they mark their 200th anniversary of the church's consecration. November 24th, 1819, a brunch reception will follow in the parish hall at noon with historic displays. Everybody is welcome to attend. Wreath-making workshop by Sweet Haven Farm. All supplies provided. Adults and youth welcome at the Center on Main in Falls Village on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. On Monday, there's a community Thanksgiving dinner being held at the Bitterman Center on Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, Connecticut. That will run from 2 until 4 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 112.93 yesterday, 27,821.09. The Nasdaq starts off today at 8526.73, and the S&P 500 stands at 3108.46 today. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.